Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join me and listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and all of you for joining me on tonight. Now listen, I was sitting here and I was thinking about the preparation for the show, and God says that you have so many people who are so touched by his word, not by me, but by the word of God and this ministry, God's ministry. He said that you need to just be real with them. So, actually, I've been struggling all day with this excruciating pain from my neck, the top of my neck, are you kidding me, all the way to the medial part of my back, all day. And I told God, I said, well, I feel like I've been wrestling with a lion all day, amen? Amen. And I love lions, but my goodness. And I'm still in pain. But you know what? I'm very committed to God. And because I'm so committed to God, I said, God, we're going to have to do this show. Amen? Amen. And so God gave me a word, gave me a revelation. And part of this, I'm going to tell you where this ministry is going, because God is so good. And we're receiving invites and we're receiving music and interviews and gospel artists, and God is doing some great things. Let me plug in my technology before I lose power here. But we have a lot of great things going on. And so with that being said, you know, we want to make sure that we give everything that God has given unto us. So we're going to read, of course, the Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then afterwards, God is going to give us a word. And as I was into my meditation phase and the Lord was speaking about standing on righteousness, and he was speaking about Joshua 1 and 9 and what he commanded us about our strength and our courage, and he will always be with us no matter what. He says, I have your back no matter what. He says, and you're not going to have to want or need anything no matter what, because he is what with us. And so God says that what we're going to do tonight is he's going to make it personal. We're not going to talk about Moses. We're not going to talk about Joshua. We're not going to talk about all these experiences in the Bible. He says we need to come to earth. He says because all of these things happened, and the scribes who wrote down all of these things, what they saw and what they heard. He says, but the true point of the matter is God has a revelation for us all that I don't even know about yet, because God says that his revelation comes through hearing the word of God. And God says, and through seeking. And so he says he only gives his revelation, right, when the time comes. And he says the time is now, the time is drawn, where we're going to go and draw from the well, and we're going to receive plenty of water. And when God says water, God is talking about, amen, when God says water, he's talking about harvesting our crops. He's talking about the water that's going to come in and allow our dreams and visions to grow. He says a lot of people have been in a barren place, a barren land, and people have lost their strength. They've lost their courage. They've lost their boldness. They've lost their tenacity to even do more. He says because they feel like, put your hand on your chest, that God is not there. He says, but he is. He says he is not there. But God is. And so we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And as I said before, I know that there are many people on the line who can understand and who recognize, amen, that we're here by God's grace and mercy. Because we're going to forget about this pain that's in my neck all the way to my back. And we are going to praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this victorious day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we stand on righteousness, Lord, and we thank you for blessing our ways to be like you, which people don't understand. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, we continue to be a light and a beacon unto you, Lord, and would you help us to continue to do your holy work. Lord Jesus, as we go into this book study of perfecting our walk so that we can deal with an ungodly world in a godly way. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give us the understanding and knowledge. Each person that you're bringing and the people that are already here, we ask in the name of Jesus, would they have the understanding and would you increase our capacity where we can spread this message all over the world. We thank you for the invites. We thank you for the invites that's coming as soon as tomorrow. We thank you for the platforms. We thank you for the speaking opportunities. We thank you for those who or investing in the books in order to perfect their walk. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for those individuals that we don't see on a daily basis on Facebook, but they are following your word. They are following the kingdom of God's work, and when we travel, they support us, and we say thank you to all of the millions of people who are supporting this ministry through listening and through inviting us on your platforms. We thank you so much. Then in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to consecrate our hearts and our minds. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be models, role models of who you are. Would you bless our eyes to see your glory. Would you bless our ears to hear your revelation. And would you bless our lips to speak your praises. And would you bless our feet to walk into the path of righteousness. Would you bless our hands, everything that we touch to succeed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a new walk, a new talk, and a new look and outlook on life, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the spirit that is invested in our hearts. We thank you for the love that we show, and we thank you for each life that we're able to touch only through your word. And we ask that you will continue to allow our lights to shine, and not dim our lights, but help us to shine boldly and help us to be strong and courageous because we represent you. We thank you in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Heavenly Father, if there's anything in our hearts and minds that's not like you, if it will be removed. We ask that everything we do be parallel or aligned to the will of God, and we ask that each decision we make be conducive to righteousness, and that you are pleased, Lord, and that you say well done, because we're seeking to please you, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that has transpired in our lives. We thank you for the valleys, and we thank you for the mountain experiences. We ask in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to embark on many different platforms, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch each person, Lord, and would you go before us, and would you speak to us as we stand on the platform, whether it be education, religion, wellness, whatever it is. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless us to present in excellence. Would you bless us to magnify who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never be relinquished from your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And as I said before, I thank God for blessing me to be able to get on this ministry and giving me the strength. Amen. Speaking of strength, to be able to get on the ministry, because as I said before, I feel this pain in my neck all the way to my back. It's been like that all day. But God has blessed me to make it, and he's going to bless me to make it another day. Amen. Then I'm going to rest this weekend. How about that? Praise God. Praise God. All right. So we're going to look at Joshua 1 and 9. And if you hear a pause, it's true, because we're listening to the voice of God. This is a revelation. This is not anything that is scripted. This is the revelation of God. This is what God has given unto us to encourage us. God says, write encourage. To strengthen us, God says, write strengthen. And to empower us, he says, and then put one, the number one. All right. So here we go. I'm going to read to you Joshua 1:9. This is the King James Version. It says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Encourage. God says, right, encourage, strengthen, empower, and the number one. Have not I commanded thee? God says that he's told us over and over and over again to be strong and of a good courage. What does that mean? Be strong and of a good courage. God says, and if you're on this line, you're supposed to be on this line, all right? Because what's getting ready to happen is God is getting ready to open some doors, right? Because God says that he is with us, and because he's with us, he says we're not going to need anything, because he supplies all of our needs according to his what? Riches, amen, and glory. We're not even talking about our wants right now, but God says our needs. What do we need to be successful when we walk through these doors? So God says, be strong and of good courage. Now let me tell you what's transpiring here. God says that when you're getting ready to receive a breakthrough, he says you are broken in, meaning that you will encounter, God says, the world. He says, we just focus on encourage right now. He says, you will encounter the world. You will encounter ungodly people. You will encounter godly people. You will encounter people who are thinking about coming to God, and you will encounter people, atheists, who don't like God at all. But God says that this world is not filled with everybody who loves God, and we all know that. But it's very significant because God says that some people who claim to love him, right, he says, it doesn't line up to how they treat his children. And he's talking about his children. God's talking about the universe. So he says, be strong and of good courage. He says, because when you're getting ready to receive your breakthrough, he says, you're going to have some people who you shall encounter. He says, and remember every encounter, he says, because every encounter is a lesson. God says when he went from city to city and when he was denied in some areas, he says he learned a lesson. But for some reason, God says he bounces back, and he says when the people heard about his capabilities of healing the sick and raising the dead, then everybody all of a sudden, we want Jesus, we want to know who this Messiah is. And God says, if you deny me in front of all these people, he says, then, in other words, don't come unto me and try to accept me or try to embrace me when the storms of life come. Amen? So God says that what's happening at this particular time, when he says, be strong and of good courage, he says that in our lives we go through what we call storms. We go through issues, God says, that we may have an issue, a neck issue right now, a back issue. Amen. I can relate to all those. I think God's talking to me. A back issue. He says we may have issues, whatever that issue is, right? That issue. Right now, my issue is my neck and my back. That's my issue. I'm not kidding. And God says that when you're getting ready to receive your breakthrough, you're going to go through some issues. He says issues are also known as tests. And he said, with these tests, he says, it's going to be a test of our faith. And you're thinking, okay, so this is a health situation in which my neck hurts and so does my back. How is this a test of my faith? This is a test of the faith to see if you will still go about doing the work of God, even though you're in pain, even though you're hurting, right? Even though you feel like going to sleep. And God says, even with those analogies, he says, will we continue to do his work when we're in pain, when we want to go to sleep? So God says, this is an analogy of when the storms of life come, right? When your heart is hurt, when you're broken because something has happened. He says, when you want to throw in the towel and give up, that's conducive to sleep. He says, when you want to just when you feel like you're losing your faith, right? And God says that's when you have pain in your back. We're correlating this here. Pain in your back. He says you feel like, oh, my goodness, I just need to be in bed. God says in the spiritual realm, he says that's the loss of faith. This is an analogy here. I'm just teaching a lesson. So God says, be strong and of good courage. He says, still go about the works. He says, still go about ministering and teaching and stepping on platforms. Still go about your work as usual. He says, don't get on bed rest. Don't stop, he says, because the momentum is high. He said, and people are needing to be fed, right? People are needing to be fed. There are people who are hungry for the word of God, and they need to be fed. And God says that we are feeding those individuals who have lost strength and who have lost courage, right? And so this revelation of God is for those who have lost strength and courage, whether it's physical or whether it's medical, amen? So God says this message is for those people. This message is for us. So when God says be strong and of good courage, he says continue to go about the work of God. He says, because the pain is not going to last always. He says, and the storms will not last always. There has to be some sunshine that comes. And God says that when you are faced with the world, with people who have no relationship with God, people who have not been in prayer, he says, and even people who claim to know God and have no idea how to treat his people, he says, you still be strong and of good courage. When he talks about strength, God speaks about continuing to stand on righteousness, even if you have to stand on righteousness alone. Because God says, if I am with you, I am more than the world against you. And so God says, continue to stand on righteousness. He says, and when you stand on righteousness, you're strong and of good courage, because that shows God that you trust him, that you believe in him. No matter what, you're going to stand on what God has told you to do. Now, this is the thing, ministers, prophets, evangelists, this is the thing. When you be strong and stand of and of good courage, and you are standing on righteousness, people who don't have that strong connect with God will not understand. They will totally disagree, because God calls them spiritual. They are spiritually blinded. They have no idea. God says we wonder why God would call a drunken man. Why would God call a drunken man to preach? Why would he call an ex-convict to evangelism? Why would he do that? God says, because my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. God says there's no good and perfect person. Why would he forgive that woman who was found or who committed adultery? Why would he do that? Right? Because he says, my ways aren't your ways. So you are called, we are called, we are separated. And no one will ever understand that until it happens to them and somebody has to give them, right, some strength and encouragement. So God says, none of that. All of this right here, be strong and of good courage. It doesn't mean just flex your muscles. That has nothing to do with flexing your muscles and being bold. It has everything to do with being able to stand on the word of God, righteousness. And it has everything to do with continuing to listen to God and do as God has instructed you to do, no matter what. And he says, no, people will not understand, especially if they're not connected to God. They have no clue and they won't understand why. He says, but they will understand when it knocks on that door. Amen. That's what God says. So he says, be strong and of good courage. He says, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Now, God says he's going to set us on many platforms. We're going to encounter many different people. And we know that. Right? The revelation is coming. So I put up my notepad and I'm just going to listen to God. God says we're going to encounter many different people. We're going to encounter people who have been walking with God for years. We're going to encounter people who don't even know God and people who just begun to walk with God. And God says when we give the word, when the word begins to flow like milk and honey, he says, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, because you're going to have some people who does not understand the word of God. They don't understand the vision that God has given unto you, and they definitely don't understand the reasoning behind God. why God told you to go out to the people and to help save the people and to give good word and encouragement to the people. They won't understand that, just like they didn't understand why Jesus ate with the sinners. And Jesus was far from a sinner. They had no idea why. But he still did it. And God says that we're not going to understand, no idea why he would call such a one, and whoever that is. And so when we look at Joshua 1 and 9, be strong and of good courage. God says the main thing is to continue to stand on righteousness. Continue to listen to God. And he says, even if you're that one, he says, he is with you and he's more than the world against you. He says, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Don't be afraid to be alone. Don't be afraid to stand on the righteousness of God. Don't be afraid to give the word of God. If God has given you something, then he says, share it. If God has told you to do something, he says, do it. You don't have to explain anything to man, because man has to speak to God. God says he's the ruler over this world. He says if he wants to take a life, he can. If he wants to save a life, he can. If he wants to call somebody, he can. He says he can do whatever he wants to, because he is God. That's what he says. He says he can do what he wants because he is God. And so he says, always do the right thing. Stand on righteousness no matter what. And don't be afraid to stand alone. Don't be afraid or dismayed. He says, because no one understands his thoughts. Once again, we go back to this. God says, that woman with the issue, no one understood why God made her whole after she made her way through the crowd. People were standing waiting to see Jesus. She made her way, and he says, who touched me? That woman with the issue, and she was made whole. Or that woman who was caught in adultery. And Jesus said, anyone among you, right? Those without sin, cast the first stone. And he didn't even look up. Nobody could do it. Why? Because they were all sinners. We're all sinners, and we've come short of the glory of God. And when you get to the point where you can stand on righteousness and you can separate person from their action, God says that you're growing in faith. You're growing in love. But if you intertwine and if you marry those two, God says you're a long way from the desire and the plans that he has for our lives. Right? Let's think about this, because it's very important. God says that this is going to happen because some people believe that everybody has to be perfect, but it's okay for them to be imperfect. For instance, God says that there's a marriage. He says a man and woman marries. And for some reason, this woman has decided to marry this man, and this man has decided to marry this woman, whoever that is. And he says this man has made a bad choice, and this bad choice has landed him in a place that he doesn't want to be. He's separated from his kids, his wife, his family. And the question remains, did she make a bad choice? God says everything he created is good. He says, but since everything he created is good, he says that we make a choice, either right or wrong, good or bad, which causes an effect, right? So the question is that person still good who made a bad choice? And God says, once again, no one is perfect. We all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. That's the analogy. Or God gives a scenario. He says that there's a woman, and she receives a blessing from God, a huge blessing. She has to decide if she's going to go and pursue that blessing or if she's going to stay. And she decides to vacate. She decides to leave and go overseas. And when she's overseas, she finds that she's homesick and she misses her friends. And she misses the things that she did while she was at home. So she decides that I really want to get back to the United States. And so she leaves that place where she's making a lot of money and she doesn't have to want for anything. She comes back to the place that she loves, and she's not making nearly as much. She's a little frustrated. Did she make a bad decision? Can we separate that? Can she forgive herself for that? No, she didn't make a bad decision. Decided to do something different, right? And so it's very important, because we're in this season now where we have to be careful how we judge and label people. God says we have to be very careful. And he says in this season, he's talking to the ministers and the people who are really connected to God. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you, because I've heard a lot of people say this on the internet. Everybody can be connected to God. That is true. But just because you're connected doesn't mean you're listening to God. Because God says there are some people in the world who's interfering with the interception of his word. So when God says, be strong and of good courage, God says, stand on righteousness no matter what. He says, sometimes you're going to be the only person that stands on righteousness because you're connected to God and you hear his word. Nobody will ever understand that, and you don't have to explain that to anybody what God told you, because they probably won't believe it in the first place. He says, but when it happens to them, then they'll believe it. Oh, well, maybe that's why. God says, nobody shall believe until it knocks on their door and they're put in that situation. And that's why he says, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. He says, because he is your strength and he is your courage. He says, put your hand on your chest. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. He says he is with you always. As long as you're listening to God, right? He says he will encourage you. He will give you strength. He will empower you. And you may be that one. God says, because he went out and he found that one sheep who was lost. You may be that one whom God has called to articulate his vision. And you may be that one, that only one. He says, well, be strong and be of good courage and be not afraid and do not be dismayed. Because God says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. And God says he will never put you in a situation or a place where he is not there. And God says, continue to stand on righteousness no matter what. You have to do what's right. He says he has called us. There are a lot of ministers on the line. He has called you. If you are to preach the word, then preach the word. If you have a prison ministry and you go to those prison bars and you see those people in those prisons, and you begin to minister to them and let them know that, hey, you can get out of this situation. You can choose to turn to God. He says you're encouraging, you're strengthening, and you're empowering these people. He says these are not bad people. Everything I made is good. He says they made bad choices. And if you can separate that, God says, how would you like to be judged daily by God on what you think, what you say, and what you do? If God says, I'm going to withhold this blessing from you because I heard you gossiping. I'm going to withhold this blessing from you because I know your heart. I know what you're trying to do. I'm going to withhold this blessing for you because you are a stumbling block. You're trying to be a stumbling block. If God told us that, he says we wouldn't have anything. But God forgives us day by day by day. And he says if you can learn to separate the behavior from the person, he says you have grown in grace and you're stronger and you have more courage and you can become bold. Because when we step on those platforms, God says we're not sugarcoating anything. He says it's not about our feelings. I don't like my neighbor. How are you going to get up and preach to God if you have a problem with your neighbor, if you don't like your neighbor? Right? You may not like their action. You have to separate that. But you love your neighbor. How in the world can you say that you love God, whom you have not seen, and you can't stand your neighbor who you see on a daily basis? Or you can't even treat him right. But God says, be strong and of good courage. He says, be bold. We're not timid Christians. We represent God. And I want people to know that. And I represent righteousness. It's very important. And God says, you don't have to broadcast that. I'm a minister. I'm a prophet. It shows it by the way you act and how you treat people. It shows it by the way you abstain from gossip and backbiting. It shows. And so God says this is the season where he's going to knock on some doors. He says because there are some perfect people that he's going to show that we're not perfect. We've all sinned and we've all fallen short. He says, and nobody will understand your ministry. They will not understand your choices that he has told you to make. Nobody will understand that until it knocks on that door, right? Nobody understands that. But then when they're put in that position, in that place, when God slides those shoes on them, then they'll understand. It's important to stand on righteousness. It's important to listen to God and not man. It's important to not play church, right? To go to church on Sundays and praise God, hallelujah, Monday through Friday. You don't know how to treat your brother and sister. Monday through Friday, you don't know how to follow God. You're following people. People thinking for you, not God. That's a problem. So it's very important, and I'm just giving you what God has given because God says he's going to start. Because there are some perfect people, so we think, and none of us are perfect. We're all working on something. We all have something we need to be working on. Like I need to be working on this neck in my back right now. I don't know if it's how I sleep or what, but I need to be working on it. We all have something we need to be working on. But the main thing, and I'm talking to the ministers and the people who get a word of God and who stand on these platforms, God says, be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid nor dismayed. God is right here with you. And it's hard as a Christian. For those of you who are just kingdom and accepting God, it's really hard. Because sometimes you have to go it alone. Sometimes you have to stand on righteousness by yourself. But you're going to have to learn how to start getting along with yourself and liking yourself and loving yourself. Especially when you're in ministry. Especially when God has called you and he's separated you. He says because people will not understand his decisions. Just like people, God correlated this. He's speaking now. He says people don't understand death. People ask why. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not even close to your ways. And so people won't like it at all. But God says he put you on assignment. He says you continue to be strong and be of good courage. He says don't throw in the towel. He says don't give up. Don't give in. Don't be afraid. You're going to have a lot of bold, ungodly people. But God says that they have their place too. He says, and you give those people to God and he will deal with them. Because God says he's going to do this. He says, and they have to answer. Why? Because it's their father. God says, when he calls our name, we can't run or hide. We're going to have to answer. He says, and all these things are going to come to pass because the shoe is going to be now on their feet. And nobody knows how those shoes feel until you wear them. Nobody knows about the tables until they turn. And God says that he can do anything he wants to at any time. Anything he wants to at any time. Because he is God. He says he's the Alpha and the Omega. He says he's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. And God says he's coming. And I guarantee your perspectives are going to change. Mindsets are going to change. Outlets are going to change. All of that will change. And God says, as he concludes, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. What he gives them to a pastor, what he gives them to an evangelist, a prophet, he says, many people will not understand. He says, they will be bamboozled, spellbound, just like they are about life and death. Why does God choose to keep people and why does God choose death? He says he don't have to explain that to anyone. He says that's his choice. Why do God call sinners? Why is that? Why does he call sinners? He says that's his choice. That's a choice that he makes on his own. Why does he allow some people to pass tests and some to not? He says that's his choice. It's the will of God. Why does he allow some doors to open and some to close? He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You thought you were supposed to go through that door, but you wasn't. Supposed told you not to, and this is the consequence. You thought you were supposed to do this or that, but I told you not to. And so God has to take us out of those situations. So God says everything he made is good. Everything. He says, but like Adam and Eve, some people just make bad choices. So, to give you once more a heads up, God is going to do this. For all those perfect people, those judges, God says he wants to see the judges. All of those judges, the perfect people, the people who see the moat in someone else's eye, he says he needs to meet with them. He says it seems like outlooks and perspectives change. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's very important this minute with this ministry. It's very important that we continue to be real, that we continue to understand the ways of God. It's very important. If you don't understand anything else, understand the ways of God. Because when those tables turn and when the heat is on, God says you want someone to come to your rescue. You want God to do the miraculous in your life. You want someone to pray for you. And so when the heat is on, everything changes. Outlooks, perspectives, all of that. Okay? So I'm just letting you know that God says that he's coming. And he's looking for judges and perfect people. And he says those without sin, those who are perfect, cast the first stone. And I would assume that no one can do that. I would assume that we're all trying to grow. I would assume that we're all trying to get better. And God says that everything that you say, ministers, teachers, people are not going to be receptive. He says, but once again, we must not withhold the good word of God from people because they must know the way. We must continue to be the light, the beacon. We must continue to carry on. And God says, where he is, there you are. And he says, he is always with you no matter what. And so you don't have to worry about anything. All right? So once again, I want you to understand this. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you. Joshua 1 and 9. And I want to say this because there are some people on the line who are going through the storms. And when I talk about pain, I'm talking about storms. Now, I'm going through a physical pain, like my neck, my back, my head. But I'm talking about people who are going through storms and they're in pain. I mean, they're in pain. They're broken. God says he's with you. He's with you. And he will always, always be with you. God is doing some great things, and I want to conclude, but God says it's not time to conclude this ministry because there's more to be said. The time is drawing near where we shall all understand the plans of God. God says he has plans for each and every one of us. And the plans are for us to prosper. And God has done so much for this ministry. He's done so much for the AfritaLoveShow.com. He's just done a lot. And he didn't have to do it, but he did it. And I thank God for it. I thank God for everything that he's done. And at this particular moment, I want to make it known that this ministry, the Afro Love Show, the Stella Gospel Music, is all about God. I'm only the overseer. People are coming from everywhere. Ordinary people, famous people, journalists. A lot of people are coming from everywhere to hear the word of God, because it's God's word that attracts people. I have nothing to do with that. And I want to personally thank God, because we're going to begin to have a book study with the Spiritual Guide on the Go, Then You'll Walk with God. And many of you, and I'm not exaggerating this number, many of these books are now distributed all over the world. And that's because of God. That's who it is, God. And so, whatever God has called you to do, especially minister and teach, do it. If you have to start out on the internet, do it. God has placed me on platforms. He's continuing to open up doors. I have many invites because of God, not because of me. I didn't do anything. Because of that. Because of the word of God. Do not allow anyone or anything to discourage you, to divert your thoughts, to make you feel like your decision is not important. Because, as I said before, God has many people on assignment. And the devil also has many people on assignment as well. Every person you encounter is not going to be a lover of God. And you have to understand that. We have to understand that. But we still have an assignment. We still have a job. And that job is to be strong and courageous, without being afraid or discouraged, standing and knowing that God has called us to do that. And if you ever feel discouraged, go to Joshua 1 and 9 and read it in its entirety. It's very important. But I will tell you this, a good teacher to anyone, God says, is always, when they receive that knock on the door, when they're put in that position that we're talking about, when they experience what we're talking about, God says he gets everybody's attention, their outlook changes, and their whole perspective changes. He says, no, not one, not even my prophets. No. The desires of my heart, he says, nor are they perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be many people, and I'm going to say it again, and I've been saying it for months, and the time is drawing, who will come into your church, who will come into your circle. They don't know God. They don't want to know God, and they haven't met God. And they're going to come in your circle. And the only way they're going to see God is through your actions. And I always think about that no matter where I go, whether I go to a meeting, whether I'm at work, whether I'm at church. I always think about that. I said, I never know who's watching, because that is the only image of the word of God that they may see. And I'm very careful of what they may see. I used to didn't think too much about that. At all. Really didn't care about it. But as I grew in the Spirit of God, it has become a priority. Because because you never know. You can't claim that God is your father when you're acting like you belong to the devil. You can't claim that you are a member of the kingdom when you're acting like you're a member of hell. There has to be some type of resemblance for people to know that you even belong to God and that God is your father. That's just like a child. There has to be some type of resemblance. And so it's very important to be strong and encouraged, because I tell you what, the world, when you face the world, people who have no idea what God has told you to do, no idea of what decision God has told you to make, when you deal with those type people, you have to allow them to experience an example from God. God says you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to prove yourself. He says you just do what he asks you to do. And God says he will do this. And God says everybody will understand it better by and by. He says, well, right now nobody understands. He says, because they haven't experienced the knock. When God begins to knock on doors, and we're not talking about a physical knock, we're not talking about a physical door, we're talking about when God gets in the mix in your life and he teaches you a lesson, teaches us a lesson, I guarantee you, we all will listen. And that's a promise. And God spoke that, not me. All it takes is a knock. And some of us, for right now, we just go on what we think. It's not what we think, it's what God has instructed us to do. And when you're connected to God, God says we become the light of the world. And because we're the light of the world, we reap the fruit of his spirit. And because we reap the fruits of his spirit, he says favor and grace and mercy follows us all the days of our life. He says, and no matter what happens, no matter what comes or goes, put your hand on your chest, God says he's always with us. But I'm telling you, and you will understand exactly what I'm saying. And God says it's not a physical knock at a door. God says he knows how to get all of our attention. And he don't have to, you know how we promote and publicize? God don't have to do all that. He says his work and his promise is his promotion. Amen? God said we don't have to prove anything. We don't have to say that you're going to see a sign. But God says, tell my people that they will understand the knock better by and by. Amen? Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to be strong and of good courage. Continue to pray unto God. Continue to allow God to lead the way. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfraidOfLoveShow.com. I'm going to continue to pray for this neck pain and back pain. I want you to continue to pray. I know that many people are facing some issues. Amen. And God says that he's going to take care of those issues. I know that there are some people who are down and sad, but God is going to make you happy. He says, weep a man do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Uh-huh. I believe that. I receive that. Amen. Amen. This is your time now to give your life unto Christ. You don't have to be in a church to do so. There are people listening from all over the world. And when you give your life to Christ, all you have to say is, Lord, I accept you. That's all. Lord, I accept you. And the Lord will begin to work in your life. He will begin to do the miraculous. That's all you have to do. But it's yours, once again, to accept or reject. Amen. Amen. All right. Be sure to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or AfraidOfLoveShow.com, AlfreedaShow.com. AfraidOfLoveShow.com. Click on Love Radio. I would love, love, love to have you listen to the AfraidOfLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, comedians, positive community leaders, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love at Dr. Alfreda Love, that's DrAlfredaLove, or AlfredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you grab your calendars, all right? Grab your calendars, but I have one announcement before you grab your calendars. Be sure to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. When you pray for your family members, make sure that you call out what they need, amen, and call them by name. And God is worthy to be praised. In addition to that, make sure you grab your calendars because this weekend, on the 9th, we have the big gigantic gospel concert in Dallas, Texas, and we have the Mr. Man comedy show and others in Waco, Texas. So be sure to check that out. Speaking of shows and things of that nature, go ahead and go to thestellargospelmusic.com. This is our hub for our gospel ministry as well. You will see right here at the home page that we have many pictures of our gospel artists. We have some new gospel music and projects. We have two gospel artists we've highlighted, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Pastor Marvin Winans. Then, of course, we have the Elizabeth Jerrell story, My Daughter's Last Words, and Praying with the Love. Then coming soon is the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. You know, on Bounce TV, It's a Man's World. It comes on Tuesdays. The Mary Mary comes on Thursdays, and the Carmichael Show comes on Sundays. Once again, we would like to thank San Antonio, Texas, for having me as a guest, amen, at their conference. Then, of course, once again, there's the David Mann and others live in Waco on the 9th in the big gigantic concert in Dallas. Please contact me for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. FredaLoveShow.com, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. There's that FredaLoveShow.com television. We're adding that. If you want to advertise your church, we can do that as well. If you are close to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor, please be sure to come out. If you're at Baylor, you're very close to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. All you have to do is go under that little bridge and keep straight, and then make a right, and you'll be right there. All right. Ways to connect with me, Facebook, of course, Alfreda Love, Facebook, Dr. Alfreda Love, Facebook, Alfreda Emonya Love, Instagram, Alfreda Love, LinkedIn, Alfreda Love. All right. What else do we have about us? All right. This is an international radio station, and here are some sample interviews of the radio station interviews and things of that nature. If you want to contact me, here's the contact form. Be sure to click on Submit. Services, we're coming up with that. I'm going to add some services, but as you know, we have speaking services. I have books. We're getting shirts, so please be sure to check us out. We're adding a store, actually, to this website. Church events around the world. All right. Of course, the Central Texas Comedy Event, Mr. David Mann. You know him as Mr. Leroy Brown at the Waco Convention Center, 100 Washington Street at 7 p.m. April 9th. 2016. Tickets, general admission, $32, VIP, $42. Then we have the gigantic gospel concert, and that is at Friendship West Baptist Church. And doors open at 3, show begins at 4 p.m. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to the alfreda.hubpages.com. All right. This particular page right here. We have charities, we have fashion models, we have television and TV shows, celebrities, the blues, and then we have Jeb Bush story, politics and political science. And we're adding more magazines and articles for you to read as well, okay? All right. Let's go on to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. This is the main hub. You're going to hear some music in just a second. All right. Here's the homepage. Be sure to check out Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. Please click on Love Radio real quick here. If you click on Love Radio, you will be right at the studio. And so here you go. You want to put an X at that commercial. You want to scroll all the way down. All the way down. And if you want to catch some of the shows, you can press on any number and scroll down and see which show you want to listen to. Okay? And of course, we're live right now because we're on air. All right. If you need a speaker, whoop, here I am. Here's my interview with the Hispanic Chamber. The school tutorial site has turned into the StellarGospelMusic.com. We're working on the Marcy Gerald story. Of course, here's Love Radio again. If you click on Spiritual Guide to Go, we're temporarily out of the Spiritual Guide to Go, but I have another website that you can utilize in order to receive that book, because we're going to have a book study with a spiritual guide on the go, because there are so many people who want to have a book study, and I'm receiving emails, and so we're going to make sure that we get that done. Okay? All right. Let's go back. Of course, that's about the venue, the location and contact. These are gospel artists. Some of the links. Let's go to some of the links. Here are some of the links. Of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth and Minister LaShawn McLemore. There's the radio station, and here are some of the pages. Love's Comedy and Entertainment, Love's Media, and Love Lives Jesus Ministry. If you go to LinkedIn right here, you will find that you can connect with me on LinkedIn. All right. Connect with me on LinkedIn. And, of course, meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Be sure to click on that. And if you stay on there long enough, you can hear music. Then meet radio host Dr. Davida. Love. Then there's Love's Author Corner. Then Health and Human Performance. Then Entertainment, R&B. Meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. Then Community Engagement. All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. I'm going to ask that you come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will interview. And so be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.